Unit 1.
Hello. Well, I've been asked to talk about the course that you're about to embark upon from the perspective of having done the same course last year. So I thought I'd look at three areas that were important for the students on the course last year. Obviously, I won't cover everything, so do please feel free to add any comments you might have or ask any questions at the end. The three areas I wanted to look at were, first of all, problems related to adjusting to student life, then the day-to-day workload of the course, and thirdly, written assignments, the problem of written assignments. First of all, then, adjusting to student life. I don't think anybody should underestimate the importance of getting good accommodation. Very important, I think, to make yourself as comfortable as you can as quickly as possible, because the course only lasts a year. It's not long enough to get a cheap flat and decorate and do the necessary repairs. So most people tended to live in student flats or in university accommodation, halls of residence, where you could have your own room and you had the option of eating meals in college or opting out of that and making other arrangements for food, perhaps eating at the students' union or cooking your own meals. In fact, I think some of the people on the course last year who did initially live a little way out of the city came in, they changed their accommodation and tried to get a room in one of the halls of residence because they felt happier and more comfortable. And with the heavy commitment that this course does involve, it's important to feel relatively free of other worries so you can concentrate on the work. Also, I think it was quite difficult for some of us who'd been working for a number of years to adjust to being a student again. And I think this is also something that you need to consider. If you've had your own independence, perhaps your own flat, you've been working, to suddenly adjust to being in an academic environment as a student again does take some time. So all these things need consideration, and I think it's important, as I said, to get accommodation that is the best that you can afford so that you're relatively settled and comfortable as quickly as possible. Now then, the second area that I wanted to look at was the business of the actual day-to-day workload of the course. It's a very intensive course. You'll find that you're attending lectures from 9 till 3 or 3:15. Every day of the week. Wednesday and Friday afternoons are supposed to be free, but sometimes there are commitments on those days as well. Although Wednesday afternoon is officially the university sports afternoon, so a lot of people like to keep that free so that they could play squash or take part in any other sport that they're interested in. But it is a heavy workload, and you find that you have homework most nights. You have assignments to prepare for the next day sometimes. Reading to do, obviously. So it's very important that you do keep up with the reading if you want to get the best out of the seminars and the lectures. It's useful to buy the set books, and you can sometimes get hold of those second hand from students on last year's course like me, who are often willing to sell them to new students at a discount. Otherwise, you find you have to rush from lecture straight to the library to do the reading for the next day, and it is useful that if you have at least the basic texts. Okay, so there is quite a heavy workload. At first, I think you tend to worry rather a lot, and you take copious notes on all the lectures because you're inevitably worried about missing something important. But it does get better after a while, and you learn to discriminate, not write everything down, and to trust a bit more to your reading and your own opinions on the subject. So it gets better, although at first there does seem to be an awful lot of pressure. But after a while, you stop worrying if you miss the occasional lecture, as long as you have the readings and you know basically the areas that have been covered. But people did manage, I think, to combine working hard with a social life. You know, there is time to do the sort of things that you enjoy in the university, or to spend time with your family. Obviously, a lot of people were with their families last year. Right, so if you've got any comments or questions about that, perhaps you could mention them when I finish. Now, the third area that I wanted to look at was the whole area of written assignments. The course demands 5 projects of around about 5,000 words, and these are assessed and go with the 2 examination marks and the dissertation to your final mark. And I think at first, particularly with the first project, we were really very worried about the project and about the marks. You have to wait some time before you get your first marks. And I know most of us had absolutely no idea how well or how badly we'd done. But after the first one, it gets better, and you have a better idea of the standard required and how you can improve. It was very useful to look at assignments done by students in previous years, because this gave us some idea of what was expected. Another point here is presentation. The projects have to be typed or word processed and bound, and it was very useful to have your own word processor, your own computer. Much less time consuming than typing. If you've got your own computer too, of course you can work on it from the start, and this saves all the time consuming business of writing first drafts, second drafts and final drafts. The university does provide computing facilities, and there are classes in word processing for those who don't know how to use a word processor or the particular package that the university uses, and a lot of the students did take advantage of these, which I think were held on a Wednesday afternoon. So it is really very, very worthwhile getting into word processing. I can certainly recommend it rather than typing. Some people did pay to have their assignments typed, but it's by no means cheap, and of course you have to be very organised to get it in on the right at the right time. Okay, well, I'll stop there, and I'll ask if anybody has any comments or any questions, anything that you'd like to ask me?